Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Salesman comes up to a door, knocks on it. A 12-year-old boy answers it, dressed in panties, at bra, smoking a cigar, drinking a martini. Salesman looks at the boy, goes, "Are your parents home?" Boy looks at salesman and goes, "What the fuck do you think?"
Nice. Oh my god, that's like my childhood. Not so much with the bra and the panties, but the, hey, they're gone. Mom actually had to start marking the booze bottles. Be like, I had a hard day at school, can I have a martini? Mom was like, no. I'd make myself one anyways. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. This is Kinky.
This is the Geek.
Yeah. Flesh, Vine, and Mighty Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how's everything going?
Been kind of boring.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah, well, we just talked about where, you know, 'tis the freaking season, so we're all broke and
yeah,
everything revolves broke around and, Christmas.
Yeah, finding out I'm getting invited to so much. It's like, I'll say yes right. to something, and then three more things will pop up. Right. It's like, fuck!
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of a fun time of year, but it's like, I don't have money to do one-tenth of the stuff that I'm
doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing, the Geek Gang, when we do the Geek Gang, we do the white elephant thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep it under about
that's
20 bucks.
That's the way
bucks.
It should be.
Yeah, between 5, yeah. Between, keep it between 10 and 15.
Yeah.
Usually, and that's always pretty good.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of ideas. I know at least one.
Yeah.
So
very
that's,
cool.
That's under 10.
Yeah.
Or about, well, it's about 10. Yeah, okay. Tax, yeah.
Yeah, that works. So. Yeah, that makes sense. I wish we did more like that with my family.
Right.
Because, you know, my mom, God, she spends like so much money, and then I just feel terrible if I don't spend a lot of money, but I don't have a lot of money.
Well, so. It got to the point where we've got such a kind of, a, not extended family, but mm-hmm. we have, with between my four aunts and my mom, and then
right.
the respective husbands and kids,
right.
they got to the point where they started drawing names.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be.
Right. But now it's... I'm buying for Leisha, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unfortunately, my Christmas lift has...
Dwindled.
Has dwindled.
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that. It's like, oh, well, you know, I don't have to worry about anything for Dad.
Yeah.
And that's very...
Yeah, this is...
Sad,
this
actually.
This is one of the rough times of the year.
Right.
Considering... after when this goes up, it'll be a pass, but this coming
right.
Friday... will be my mom's birthday.
Aw, that sucks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, just go do something that keeps your mind off of it.
Well, that would be going to work.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, now, we are doing something.
Yes.
As a group.
Or at least going to try, hopefully.
Yeah, I think it'll work out, because the last one, we wanted to go to Wicked Wonderland, and we were just busted.
Yeah,
busted
that was
broke.
Just, yeah. There's no way we could have done it.
But yeah, I'm saving a little bit of money, you know, even if I get to spend 20 bucks there.
Right.
For Twisted Toyland.
Yes.
On the 11th at Spring and Forth.
Spring and Forth, yeah.
Yeah, so it's very exciting.
We're looking forward to it. Hopefully, depending on what's going on with Job 2, I'll be able to go. I mean, it's just...
Well, that's actually where I bought your Christmas presents last year.
Right, yeah.
The
carpet beater
and the
candles, yeah.
So hopefully they'll be there again. And really, I'm looking for scalpels. And actually, like the year before, that's where I got my heart pedal. That's where I got my riding crop.
Right.
And my cane, my acrylic cane. And something else. Because the prices are freaking good there.
Well, yeah.
Toys.
I mean, it is one of those things where I think they do that so they can help a lot of these vendors.
Because
basically what it is it's like the Frolicon or a dealer's room in general. It's like basically
right.
a dealer's room without a convention.
Exactly. Exactly. And there is a play party I've heard after it. But I don't think it's going to be like the expensive
it's a very
like
low-key. Yeah.
Yeah.
They do also say, you know, on the thing that clothing is not an... they're wearing clothing...
Wearing
clothing
is
not mandatory, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're, even if they do the playroom, and there's no
yeah.
nudity, and I think that has a lot to do with the nature of the where they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Because they are downtown, like kind of in a block where, you know, people could wander in.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, do you have to pay to get in? I can't remember. Or is it just...
I know Twisted Toyland is like $3.
Yeah.
Which is not a big freaking deal. I have no problems with that at all. Especially considering the great prices on everything.
Right.
I
have to look at it. I can't remember if you had to pay to get in or if it's a, bring canned food or bring toy or whatever.
Well, that's where I got my hundreds and hundreds of needles last year that have just sat there.
Right.
Or was it the year before? I think it was last year. I bought a bunch
of
needles.
Well, you do have someone that is willing to needle play with you. You just got to get a hold of her.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Phantom may at some point let me stick a needle in him.
Right. Was he one of the ones that let you hit him with a stapler? Okay, I can remember because I know you did the whole corset on Adam Kara.
Yeah, well, I actually did the stars on my FetLife profile, where I had done the pentagram on his back.
Oh, right.
He didn't like it.
That was, well, I know you also hit you hit our friend
S,
yeah,
and our other EFG, friend, yeah. Our other So, yeah, so that was fun. I will staple anyone who's even remotely interested in it. Because it is, it's the needles, and I've said it before, and I say the same fucking things over and over again, but the needles are just trippy. Because if you don't get the angle just right and everything, you really have to work it through the skin, regardless of whether that person is screaming or not. You know, if you want it to go through the other side, sometimes you have to work at it.
Right.
Which is making Phantom just really want to sign on.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
He's
standing in line right now, exactly. Even though there is no line.
Exactly. But the staples, you just, whap.
You've
been stapled. It's awesome.
Because I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything at Twisted Toyland I'm actually really looking for. Because I think we have everything we really want right now. Maybe a new Violet Wand toy. Maybe if they have some of the... Maybe get a new probe if they're not too expensive.
Yeah.
A rake, maybe, because I don't have a...
Yeah.
You know, it all really depends. I know some places do sell...
You know who might have it is that the one vendor that seems to be kind of everywhere that has the acrylic canes that light up, and sometimes they'll have some Violet Wand.
Right.
So, I'm looking for scalpels. Baby, is there anything else that you're interested in? Mm. What about more candles for wax play?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we've talked about wax play.
I wonder how cheap the Violet Wand kits are there.
With all of our money.
Yeah.
That we have. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say. No matter how discounted, still.
Yeah, more expensive than what we could
have. The cheapest I've found.
Was
I think,
that company that had the rope?
No, actually, the cheapest I found was Torvay, where they just sold the wand itself. Mm-hmm. No attachments, nothing. And it was $125.
That's not bad, actually, because you could really build up your attachments slowly. Yeah. You wouldn't get that cool case. You know,
no, you'd have to buy. But you could always go buy yourself a gun case and some foam and make your own case.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to, you wouldn't be able to buy. And you know what? The thing is the Violet Wand itself is actually used in other things. Mm-hmm. Is actually used to find neon.
Neon signs.
Yeah, to find a neon leak. So you may be able to go, because I think I actually saw one.
They're so expensive. I actually looked.
I was going to say, I saw them on Amazon. I think I saw them on Amazon, but basically for that.
You can find them on eBay, too. Exactly for that. But they're still the same price.
Cause, I wouldn't. Don't quote me, but I do believe a Torvay, you can get the wand itself for $125.
If we could get the wand and, one attachment.
Like the contact probe, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? That would be your best thing. Get the contact, because I think contact probes between 30 and 50.
And then you can really buy some Mylar cheap.
Yeah.
Go buy a freaking balloon.
Hell, go grab a fucking fork.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, a spoon or a knife.
What have you, yeah.
Go hit, I think it was, I think Amber said bartending supply stores.
Oh, nice.
A kitchen supply store. I mean, imagine what you could do, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Hell, get the wand. Basically, you could also just do this. Get the wand, the body probe, and then go buy a $3 bag of steel wool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Darkson who was talking about the second he got it? He just started looking at everything metal in a completely new way. He was just looking around for new metal stuff to play with.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. They're They are awesome.
Imagine, oh, ooh, that's just, it's just good. One of those electric zapping fly swatters like you have, mm-hmm. but take the batteries out, mm-hmm. then you just have that grid.
Okay. Okay.
And you basically have an electrified paddle.
That would be awesome.
Because it would just, especially if they're holding the body probe,
yeah.
They would be the ones just taking the shock of the metal.
That would really work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you wouldn't get shocked at all. That's why I like the barbecue fork.
Exactly. I want something. I don't want to get shocked. I'm not doing this to hurt me.
Actually, with the body probe, because mm-hmm. I finally used it on myself mm-hmm. when I played with Shi.
Mm-hmm.
When holding the stuff, like the Mylar flogger and mm-hmm. stuff, I didn't get shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I got shocked using the steel wool.
I could see that more because you don't have much. Because I have noticed as long as you have a grip
mm-hmm.
of what you're using, mm-hmm. you're not going to get shocked.
Yeah.
I got shocked all to hell using the steel wool. And what else did I use? Something else.
I think if you contact yourself, if like you have like your hand closed around mm-hmm. it, you don't shock yourself
okay.
because you're closed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because you notice if you put it on the person, it doesn't work. It does not nearly as this when you yeah. hold it again away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the dental pick. Yeah, because
yeah,
that was all metal.
Yeah, that, which we actually have dental picks at home.
Yeah, Amazon is like $8 for a pack of 4 dental picks.
Yeah.
So and that's great for.
Mm.
Right, especially if you're
do
into
you
that really, really, really.
You could give to Bill?
Probably.
Or do
I
you
have
all
one.
Those? Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay,
I have one that came
book.
In the kit, yeah.
Okay.
You, I think it, Darkson kept calling it the branding pick, but
yeah.
it basically is a dental pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was obviously my favorite because I could draw on him.
Right.
I enjoy drawing.
I think steel wool
again,
and the Mylar has
profile.
Been the biggest hits,
mm-hmm.
although she couldn't handle the
you said the
Mylar.
Yeah.
Or the dancing chain.
Yeah. I would think that one would be cool. I would think that would actually feel pretty neat.
It probably does. Mm-hmm. There's actually a video, if you watch it, mm-hmm. of someone who is... she's fully clothed,
mm-hmm.
but he's basically got what looks like a chain from a wallet,
mm-hmm.
and I think she's hooked up. Uh-huh. I can't remember if it's he or her. But the guy kept, and she's just going to town. She's just all over,
you know,
kind of like the puppy just rolling
yeah.
all over the place. And it's
yeah.
like,
nice.
What's the safe word? You know, she wants him to stop. And it's like, well, what's the safe word? I forgot.
Exactly. Nice.
And then there's also another video of, it's actually, they have a dominatrix at, on a, it's like some radio show. And of course they've got one of their, either sidekicks, interns tied to a chair, and he's holding
nice.
The probe,
nice.
And she's hitting him with stuff.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Yeah, that's so on the list. I mean, that and a TENS unit, I love the idea of tying him down and just hooking him up and just
right.
watching, you know, and just giving him orgasm after orgasm after orgasm until he's just like,
I've actually watched that at a Chatticon,
mm-hmm.
sitting around one of Alicia's friends.
Mm-hmm.
A guy she went to high school with,
mm-hmm.
who was a drummer.
Uh-huh.
One of the, we're just sitting around the hat thing, and the guy had, he had one of those Fujiyami
mm-hmm.
massaging gloves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are nice.
And he also had a TENS unit and was hooking up this hot chick with.
Nice.
And
so Chatticon, yeah, there's some adult fun that happens there.
There can be. I mean,
yeah.
it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
I mean, Frolicon and PlayonCon actually.
Mm-hmm.
come together and do one big party.
Okay.
They've done that the last 2 years. Last year was the Tarts and Vickers
mm-hmm.
party, and then the year before that, it was Heroes and Villains.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically had one of those suites, and it was split between the two,
mm-hmm.
where one side was Villains, which was the Frolicon people, and the mm-hmm. other side was the Heroes, and that was PlayonCon.
So I had this thing for Halloween. I really, really, really wanted to go as a priest and a nun.
Right.
Except I would be the priest.
Like, yeah.
Really, just totally wanted to do that and just never got around to it.
Just save up, and that's your
yeah.
costume for Frolicon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a common theme. I mean,
mm-hmm. yeah, what was the movie I think you recommended and Phantom had seen where there was a nun and the back was cut out and you could see her panties and
oh,
her stuff?
Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em
okay,
up, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I'd like to do like that.
Jimmy
I really Sorry, I went through my special girly hormonal time.
Right.
A couple days ago, where I was just like, just sad and miserable and depressed, and everything was shit, and you know, just just thought my world was coming apart and it was horrible. And just felt like absolute shit. And then the backswing to that is I get randy as fuck, right? So, like, for the past, 2 days, I've been, like, various...
The world hates me. I can't happened. Do anything right.
Yeah, exactly. I was, like, convinced that our relationship was just on the rocks. And I was like, baby, I know it's not. I know things are good. I was like, you just got to let me ride this right. out, I was all, like, insecure about, my weight and just having a fucking bad time of it. It's a girl thing. It happens.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, yeah. I go through emo shifts, but I think that has a lot to do with everything that's gone over the last 3 years. So.
Yeah.
And now job stuff is not actually, with job two, which is... I mean, not like I've lost a job completely.
Yeah,
I mean,
just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't know what's going on. Well, I mean, it's like it's not like if I lose the job, I'm oh my God, what am I gonna do? I gotta go on unemployment, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I still have a job, but it just makes things a little tighter.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah,
it's a really shitty time of year for that. For not knowing where your money's coming from.
But when you go from a 24-hour store to 7 to 10,
right.
And I think the budget was basically got slashed in half. He had like a $400-something hour budget to a $250 hour budget.
Yeah.
Or $225 or something like that. I mean, and you have a bunch of full timers that need that, you got to give, your full timers have to have their their time. I mean, it's only fair. I mean, that's what they do with me at CBS. I mean, at my other job.
Yeah, you get kind of first consideration because you're the one putting more time and effort into the...
Oh, I'm technically... I'm full-time. They have to give me that time. They have to give me a certain amount of hours or they screw up everything else, So, it's one of those things that if you don't get your 30 hours in...
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks is that's basically that everybody now, it's full-time, full-time used to be a 40-hour week.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're lucky if you can get a 30-hour week.
Yeah, I work 25 hours a week on my chat job, and God, it feels like 60 hours, but it's getting harder and harder to do that now. Just everyone is trying to scramble and pick up so many hours.
Right.
It's hard to get 25 hours, which is lame.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of screwing me up, so. Yeah. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Actually, Thanksgiving went very well. Went over to our friends. She did like a kind of a friends and family thing where my sister and my brother-in-law and my niece and nephew came. I hadn't seen them in like 2 years.
Yeah.
But they had moved down to South Georgia, so this is the first time I'd seen them in a while and got to hang out with them. And
that's always nice.
Alicia got to hear some stories. And,
oh, ouch.
Yeah. Got to meet... A's new boyfriend, who looks a lot like Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear.
Okay, really?
Yeah, it's like it's Jeremy's, and he's got the attitude of Jeremy Clarkson too, with the height. It's like
interesting.
Have you ever been in Britain and done a show called Top Gear?
give me your best British impression.
Impersonation. In fact, Top Gear at some point did come up. We were in, and of course, a couple of guys are knew what it. We were talking about Top Gear, so but yeah, Thanksgiving got through Black Friday without too much hassle. I actually got to hide in the stock room. They actually did not put me on a register like they were planning on.
Yeah, I got fortunately to hide in the back. With them having capped my hours, I didn't really work that much. I took Friday off because we had a second thing we had to go to, but. I worked for like an hour on Saturday.
Right.
I didn't work Sunday at all. Maybe like 2 hours Sunday.
You would think, though, with the nature of your job, Cyber Monday would be more of your...
Wasn't a big deal.
Huh.
Was not a big deal. But I'm dealing with people who are already in their account.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But, so I didn't get like the crazy sales, from just random people wandering onto the website.
Or people trying to get deals on stuff, yeah.
Exactly.
Especially the Cyber Monday, that's I mean, that's become just as big as Black Friday.
Yeah.
And it's insane. Like, Amazon, some of this, they were doing hourly deals this year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And I just don't have the patience for that shit. I'm like, it's just so... I don't need to be that involved with buying shit. You know what I mean? As much as I love shopping for people, I don't need to be so fucking wrapped up in it that I would go out at midnight and fight the crowds. Like, I just don't want my life to be so revolving around the shit that I buy.
I know of at least four or five different friends that were out in that madness.
Too. Me too. That's crazy.
Madman was out there.
Yeah, there's like no way. Well, against his will. I mean, that was his girlfriend's idea.
Yeah, that's true. He
did tweet that, but.
But he's also got a teenage daughter to have to.
Oh, okay.
And I think he had to buy extra shotguns and burkas for the. Because I've shown you a picture of the daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've told you his plan. One of the things he wants to do is the. You ever seen Bad Boys 2?
No, I don't think so.
There's a scene where. Martin Lawrence's daughter has a boyfriend coming over. Mm-hmm. So Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are getting, like, belligerent black drunk on him. You know, coming to the door like they've been drinking.
Yeah,
and messing with him. Yeah.
Sweet. Very cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But my favorite line is always, you see Clueless?
Yeah.
It's when the guy you find out later who is gay...
Mm-hmm.
comes up, he's like, he's sitting there, and he goes, I have a 45 and a shovel. Do you really think anybody would miss you?
nice. Yeah, we, actually, it's kind of funny. My stepdad has actually taken a shine to Phantom.
Right.
My ex-boyfriend, my stepdad chased him up and down the neighborhood with a Roman candle.
Right. I can see that.
Yeah, I'm sure not kidding.
I've met your stepdad twice, right? But I can see it.
Yeah, he doesn't take kindly to people taking his daughters out. He was polishing his shotgun when my brother-in-law first came to pick my sister up for their first date. But now he wants. Actually, this may not be a good thing. Now that I'm thinking about it. He wants him to go out in the woods with him and help him take down a tree and cut up some wood.
Yeah.
I thought that was really sweet.
And then you started thinking about it?
Now I'm thinking, not so much, actually. Baby, don't go. Don't go. But no, my family fucking loves him. Like, probably more than they like me.
That's weird.
Yeah. And he got to experience the drunken family Thanksgiving, where you start off with scotch and soda. Or a martini.
Right.
You know, my preference is scotch. Usually you have a few of those. I had two and he had one. You have wine with dinner.
Right.
Which we had some delicious cranberry bog mead that his parents sent home from Niagara Falls.
Ooh.
And then there's the after dinner.
Punch.
The cordial. Shenanigans, which is usually cream de menthe and anisette, but this year we only had cream de menthe.
Right.
And it's just passing the bottle around and filling up your little glasses and just keep drinking and drinking and drinking. My grandfather was trying to get my 3-year-old nephew to drink some, and he's being such a fucking brat. I was like, yeah, seriously. And my sister and brother-in-law.
Here, take a shot of Benadryl.
Exactly. My sister and brother-in-law got really pissed off.
Here, have a roofie sundae.
The rest of us were like, yeah, drink it, Jimmy. Go ahead. It's minty. It's delicious.
Minty fresh.
Yeah.
It's vapor thin.
Because he was being such a brat. So there was that, and then we actually, my friend CNC that you met at my party.
Yeah. I was gonna say they're the ones that I'm in the music factory.
Music. Oh yeah.
It's so funny because we both hit on that immediately, and it took.
It took me a sec.
Just auto completes in my head.
Yeah. They're going to make you sweat.
Yeah.
They
make you sweat.
Yeah.
And they make you go. Come on, feel it. Feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of the things that make you go.
Right.
Yeah.
But they actually invited us to their friend's house, which we had met one of their friends once at the Riff Tracks, latest Riff Tracks. But didn't really know him. And
right.
I was like, man, thank you for the invite. Like, you know, that was just really nice. We don't even know you. But see and see, you know, had us, you know.
Right.
Had us invited and everything, and it was fucking awesome. We met, like, the coolest people. They're really big into Rocky Horror.
Okay.
And so it's that group, you know, right, the nerds than anything else. And so they had a Kinect, and we got to play, what was the name of the game? It's just whatever the dancing game is.
Dance Central.
Okay.
Had a fucking blast. Neither of us danced, but it was hilarious watching everybody else.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying. In fact,
sold us on it.
Yeah, I think there's a... Well, you guys have the perfect living room right now for that. I mean, you've got this big open space to do it. There's a YouTube video of, and I want to say it is the Dance Central, where they have a Best Buy employee showing off the thing, and he's just going nuts with it. It's like, it's one of those things where they're like, maybe we should get him to promote the, you know.
Well, the easy setting, it looks pretty easy. I feel like I could have done that, but the medium setting... Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
And there were two guys that were really good, and they were just fucking tearing it up. And
well, it just seems kind of like a full-body Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah,
it is.
It's
Dance
cool.
Dance Revolution is kind of easy to start, but and you better have some damn good rhythm to keep up when you get higher up to it. Because that was one of the presents I got for Alicia one year was a Dance Dance Revolution, because that was her thing. Because the group her parents were with when it came to Foster used to do a thing every Christmas. They'd do like a Christmas breakfast party for all the kids and the people, and they have like the awards dinner and but it's an awards breakfast. And basically it was at Jillian's and then all the games except for the ticket games would be free for the time that they're in there. And her sister used to hit they would have a Dance Dance Revolution battle.
Off.
Yeah, yeah, and then they'd do that, and then
dance
air hockey.
Off. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, well, we played Kinect, and then they started playing Rock Band. And Phantom sings. He sings in the car. He sings. He's got a great fucking voice, first of all. It's not just because I think he's sexy, but he does. He's got a really good voice. But he and I are both shy at parties. Like, we won't necessarily talk. We'll just kind of sit back and absorb things. And, but man, when they started playing the music, he was like, he was belting out all the tunes, and everybody was singing, but he, you know.
Yeah.
And so everybody was like, yeah, this guy over here can sing really well. So they put a microphone in his hand.
Yeah.
And he would not put it down. He sang for the next, like, hour and a half. Brilliantly. You're fabulous.
Yeah, that Rock Band, that's usually, I'll either do that or guitar.
Yeah.
When we do it.
See, I don't think I can play the instruments. They just look complicated, and I can't quite.
You got to start off easy. I mean, I'll still stick with Edie, even though I've got friends who have played so much. They're on like, you know, they're on hard and expert.
Yeah. Now, see, I
and
excuse me, I don't have any desire to play it.
Right.
I have no desire at all. But it was awesome watching him do it.
Did you have the same problem? Because this seems to be anybody that has played. Because I know you play bass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody that plays a regular instrument seems to get... If you can play guitar, you can't play Rock Band.
Yeah, it's a little weird, yeah. They do... The new Rock Band actually has pro guitar, and I forget who makes the guitar.
I want to say it's Fender.
I think so. It's either Fender or Gibson.
The Fender isn't... Fender. That one isn't out yet, but they actually do have One Step Down, which is basically... It's a controller with 108 different keys.
Mm. Damn.
Because the entire fret is nothing but buttons to simulate actual strings.
Okay.
So you actually have to go down hitting those
buttons. You do need to know what you're doing.
Yeah, so that's pro mode. Then same thing with the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually... Because... E was telling me that some friends have Rock Band 3 and they have the keyboard.
Yeah, it comes with the regular keyboard. Yeah.
And you literally have to switch. Mm-hmm. It will show you the colors, but it's also a left and right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And you actually have to switch sides that you're playing.
I'm sorry, that doesn't sound fun to me. That sounds like just a recipe for me feeling like shit about myself.
No, I could probably do...
Yeah, I don't play any instruments yet.
Well, you know what? That actually is a good thing from what I've been told. If you play any kind of instrument...
Yeah.
Except for maybe drums. Drums seems to actually...
Drums was the best one that translated in the beginning, yeah.
And even if you're a really good singer, there are times, because Widget of Need Coffee has complained about this, because he's done songs that are on Xbox,
right,
that are on, or on Rock Band, that he's done live with a band that he can't do on. But there's video after video of people of these stars doing their own stuff. Like the most famous one is Jonathan Colton doing "Still Alive," the song he wrote and he fails out on.
Yeah. Well, it is weird because you just have to stay with their key and you got to keep an eye on where they want you to be.
Changing the lyrics, it's weird.
Yeah.
Also, you can't do certain songs because it's considered, it's a teen game.
Yeah.
It's rated T, so they have to censor some of the.
Have to adjust it. Yeah.
It's like one of the songs though, because Colton actually has several of his songs up on the rock band Market.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Paul and Storm; they have a couple.
Okay.
But I would love for them to get "First of May" by Jonathan Colton, but there's no way in hell that song would be up there.
Yeah.
Now I just got a horrible idea of the nature of the song. They're gonna try to put "Fuck You" up there, but it will be the "Forget You" version.
Yeah, it'll be terrible.
Which they actually did, from what I've seen. I have not heard it, but they did it on Glee.
Oh.
Gwyneth Paltrow singing.
That's weird.
"Forget You."
Just, they're stretching now. They're just trying to come up with bizarre shit to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't watch the show. Alicia loves the show. In fact, she's probably will be at home soon watching it on Hulu.
In all honesty, I've watched a few episodes and it was cute, but I just
it didn't drag me in enough. Yeah. I saw the clip of the where they had the football team doing "Single Ladies" as a as kind of a trick play.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Rocky Horror. I saw the one before it, and I saw the one with Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay. Yeah, I watched like two or three episodes. Other than
seeing Neil Patrick Harris and the guy who plays the teacher, the advisor, or whoever it is, the leader of the Glee Club, both going out for an audition and both of them doing a Dream On, doing dueling Dream Ons. Mm-hmm. It was actually pretty cool. But other than that, the characters haven't sucked me in.
Yeah.
I like the ditzy cheerleader Brittany.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not just that she's pretty, it's just that she's funny too, because some of the stuff that comes out of her mouth. And of course the chick from all the Christopher Guest movies. She plays Sue, the leader of the Jane Lynch.
Oh, I love
her. Because she's on that. Okay. Of course she's hilarious.
Oh, she's always great in everything she does.
Oh yeah, and that's what's his face? Seth Rogen said he wrote that scene where they're talking in 40-Year-Old Virgin just because he wanted to do an improv scene with her in 40 Year. Where they're talking about getting high and wanting to nail the.
Your grandma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just what was it? And then fuck her, and then have her mail you like a $12 check for your birthday. Fuck her on her plastic couch.
Yeah.
Fuck her and then wipe off with a doilier.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite scenes.
Because I think there's a lot of that improv, because there's that one that's between Seth Rogen and the one who's obsessed with his ex-girlfriend. The "You Know How I Know You're Gay."
Yeah. Yeah. That was... Yeah. I love that movie. That's a great fucking movie. I need to watch that again. You've seen that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to watch
it
that
is,
again.
It is extremely funny and a lot sweeter than you would think it'd be.
Yeah.
But then that's the nature of... And I know we've talked about this on here before, but that's the nature of a Judd Apatow
movie.
Movie. They're a lot sweeter than you would think they are.
Well, it's funny. Actually, Jane Lynch was in a couple episodes of The L Word, too. Where she played this hard-hitting... kind of scummy lesbian lawyer who was going to negotiate the, quote-unquote divorce between Bette and Tina. And she ended up moving in on Tina and hitting on her and everything. And she that was a really fucking cool character.
Yeah.
And then she ended up with Sybil Shepherd's character. And they fell in love and everything. It's just,
right. They've had some, from what I've seen, they had some really interesting guests for guest stars on that show.
Yeah, they really did. And they actually had so many guests from, like, the Lesbarati, the A-list lesbians.
Right.
That would show up. I love that show.
I think that's all. No, I haven't seen it. It was Queer as Folk that I saw a little bit of, which was pretty good until the whole, the break for gay sex. I mean,
That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, that was how what's his name?
Hal Sparks.
Hal Sparks, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've liked him, and who isn't gay?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, actually, I think only one of them was gay. Was it Emmett? The guy who played Emmett was the only gay one. Everyone else was straight. And they played great, great gay people.
Yeah, but Hal Sparks was a really interesting, especially the relationship he ends up with the chiropractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, he's in the closet and he's got the girl at the Kmart-esque place he's working at that keeps hitting on him. And he's not...
Well, yeah, he... The L Word was the same thing where there was one bisexual who is the girl who plays Tina who was also she was in the incredibly true story of Two Girls in Love. But what was the one about the porn star with Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights, yeah. Where she was his first girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
she
yeah.
has all these weird bit parts and all these different things. She's bi. And then Alicia Haley, who is. She's gay. She actually dated Katie Lane for a long time.
Right.
But then everyone else was straight. Even the dykiest of the dykey,
right.
Shane, who, God, is missing the boat by being straight. She's straight. Which is such a fucking waste, but...
Well, Jack finally came out of the closet. The guy who played Jack on Will and Grace for years denied that he was gay. And I think he just recently came out.
He was in Billy's first screen... Hollywood Screen Kiss, which is an incredibly gay movie.
Oh, okay. But no, he was saying he wasn't gay, and he came out.
He was in a lot of gay indie cinema.
I'm just telling you what I have been, you know.
I don't know who he thought he was kidding. I mean, you know, if you don't come out, okay, cool, but if you've been in, like, you know, played a gay man over and over and over again, like, in, you know, some weird, small, gay films that you wouldn't have gotten in, had you not been, you know, in the gay circles, then you're just...
Well, then you get people talking about you, too.
Yeah.
Well, like we are right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely of the mindset that the more people that are quiet about it, the more you're just feeding into the... idea in straight people's minds that it's wrong or that it's shameful or is it something that you should hide.
Well, I mean,
I was pretty open. The only people I was never out to was my grandparents.
Well, if you look at it, you know, Neil Patrick Harris came out and blew the fuck up. I mean, he was already... I mean, granted, Harold Kumar actually helped him. Harold Kumar got him, you know, go to White Castle.
I didn't know he was in that. Yeah.
Yeah, he plays himself.
And I have never seen the movie.
Oh, okay, yeah. They run across him, and he's playing himself, and he's high on X. And
oh, nice.
He's one of the reasons why they can't get to White Castle.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah, and he's also in... they run into him again in the second one. He's so high, he keeps seeing unicorns.
Nice. As but, one yeah. does.
And then he got on... and that's what got him How I Met Your Mother, but him coming out... The way he has really doesn't seem to have didn't really has not hindered him at all.
And,
he seems to be doing more.
Well, and like Lance Bass, who had heard of him for years and years and years. Like he was in some band some long time ago, some boy band, but now everybody knows who he is because he came out.
Oh no, people knew who he was.
And, well, but yeah, I mean, but, you know, yeah. he's there was something with him and Margaret Cho. He was part of her comedy thing. No, I'm sorry, it was Kathy Griffith. So he's showing up in places where he wouldn't have showed up if he was not the fabulous gay Lance Bass. You know what I mean?
But yeah, it seems to be, when people have been coming out just recently, it seems to be, you know, not the hindrance that people thought it was.
No,
that's why they stayed, especially in Hollywood, which is really funny because you would think the one place in the universe where being gay would be the most accepted would be Hollywood.
Right, or but West Hollywood at least.
Well, I mean, well, just the nature of Hollywood to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, but there are so many people who won't come out because they're afraid it's going to hurt them in Hollywood. It's like, no, I think coming out
people
Republican would hurt you more than and there have been people. There have actually been
or Scientologists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, there have actually been some. There have been some actors that have hidden the fact that their leanings are more libertarian or Republican because
Makes
it
sense.
Hurts them.
Yeah.
In Hollywood and you know and people. I mean, listening to Chuck versus Mao and talking about how much they liked Drew Carey until someone said Drew Carey was a Republican, and it's like. What that doesn't change him being funny.
Yeah,
it's so funny. I mean,
He's more libertarian than anything, too.
Yeah, he's more libertarian. Yeah. I mean, he was in the Marine. He was in the Marine Reserves. I mean, you got to get that a little bit. I mean, he's going to be a little more conservative than your average than your average Hollywood dude.
I don't know. I know a lot of military guys who went absolutely the opposite way once they got out.
But yeah, I mean, he's never been. And you can also thank him for the joke at the beginning, because I've been listening. Because the other thing I've been doing, the other thing I wanted to bring up was a podcast that's new to me. Mm-hmm. It's on like episode 47 now, but it's Chris Hardwick's The Nerdist.
Okay.
And
keep meaning to listen to that.
It's actually really good. I mean, it's nothing more than what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. He just has access to better guests,
right? Hey, not that we are disparaging any of the people
who've
been
on
our show. We love you guys.
But yeah, but being working at G4 and
really
working
clear.
And in Hollywood, he does have a little better guest than I think he. But I think he records on a Mac with a mic, and that's it.
Nice.
He'll do it in certain places, like when he did Felicia Day.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the bowels of the Comcast.
Wait, he did Felicia Day in the bowels?
Yes. No, they were in the bowels of the Comcast building where E and G4 are. They were he said he normally tries to reserve this one conference room where it's got like these big windows. It actually has a view of the La Brea tar pits and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they were down in a room that was filled with like the 2006 expense reports from the Kardashian show.
Okay.
But yeah, he had Drew Carey on there listening to him. They went off really about how there is no, the Tonight Show used to be a big jumping off point for, especially for comedians, and especially if Johnny asked you to come over to the couch.
Oh, okay.
And how that they were, I think he said he was the last one that got called over the couch, comedian-wise.
Yeah.
But how the comedians don't really have that anymore because of the nature of the business.
Yeah.
And just doing all that. The fact they were going through, and that was actually Drew Carey's favorite dirty joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. That's fun.
The other one was one of his favorite jokes. Like, there's a guy and a little kid are walking in the woods. Mm-hmm. Little boy goes, "This is scary." And the man goes, "So what do you think? Oh, I know, but I'm the one that's going to have to walk out of here alone."
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, God.
He said. And there are a few more. I mean, there are a lot more that I haven't listened to, but yeah. Allison Scagliari, who's Claudia.
Yeah.
Claudia of the bad clip on hair.
Yeah, the bad highlights.
But just cool as hell. He had Matt Smith, which is the one that made me listen.
Yeah.
Was because he had Matt Smith, and I think he may have been one of the first American interviews, at least the very first American podcast.
To get Matt Smith.
Or just Matt podcast at all to get Matt Smith, because Chris Hardwick is a huge Who fan.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, just it's really it's one of those. They're only an hour long. Mm-hmm. Some are a little longer. Like, well, he did a lot. The one he did with Adam Savage was live.
Mm-hmm.
Where you actually get to hear Adam do his very first stand up.
Okay.
That Adam Carolla. I think there is there's a live one that's got Paul and Storm. I haven't listened to yet. Jonathan Colton's on one, and it's the minor nerdy celebrities.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, all people that I would be interested in hearing.
Yeah.
Sounds like. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Nerdist. You can type in either Nerdist or The Nerdist on iTunes.
Yeah. Okay, now, speaking of podcasts, I had this discussion with you, and you agreed to it.
Oh, wow.
Because I edit these, we do the thing, and then I edit, and I listen to them, we tend to talk about what we've done in our week for like the first half of the podcast. And that just, I feel like we should do something recurring like every week.
Right.
Like, I was going to say like a fetish of the week, but that's kind of just taking it to one side, or a movie, like you and I both watch the same movie and come back and talk about it, or just something, not the whole show, but something that's just kind of formatted and expected. Where the most of the show is still, us just shooting the shit as we do. But I wanted to put it out there for our listeners to give us suggestions.
Okay.
To tell us what they would like to hear. Just to shake things up, just because, you know, it's been 54 episodes, and let's just try something.
Oh,
you know.
I don't want to get too, but I do know I don't want to get too formulaic. I don't,
yeah,
want
to
be one of these
things.
And
this is the time where we talk about so and so. Yeah. No, I don't want that.
Because I kind of like the free flowing. Because we may talk about what we done the first week,
but
we also flow into other things fairly seamlessly.
Yeah, but then we'll just talk about random shit. Yeah, it might be nice to kind of hone it in on like one topic that our listeners suggest that they'd like to hear.
Oh, I.
Okay, that being said, here's something that we were going to do every week that we just failed on. We just stopped doing. The app of the week.
Right.
I gave Phantom my old iPhone, which apparently I found out it does work just like an iPod Touch.
Okay, cool.
When you've deactivated it, you can still use it on Wi-Fi. Use it just like an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
So that was like that was good
news.
You'll
get annoying like messages about it not being able to find a signal every once in a while. But
yeah.
Other than that,
it's just the same thing.
Yeah, because you just switch that over to Wi-Fi and not even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since I gave him the iPhone, he has been joyously downloading every fucking app that is offered on the Apple App Store. So for the app of the week, or maybe two or three if you've got a couple, I was going to turn it over to him for just a sec.
I could do one week. And it's kind of a cop-out because it's, like, the best-selling app on there.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's Angry Birds.
Sweet.
Which
I tried to talk you into, and you're like, yeah, whatever. And then you found it on your
own.
You're like, I found this great app. Great. And I'm like, no shit, hon.
Now, did you buy the full version or just the free version?
Okay. I bought, you can buy the full version, and you can actually buy what, by the time this comes out, might be the Christmas episode. But when I bought it, was the Halloween episode. And if you have the Halloween one, it'll update automatically. I have an airplane, so it shouldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have the Halloween edition, it should upgrade at some point soon into the Christmas edition, which is one cool thing. And another, I just found out last week that it's actually Angry Birds is coming to PlayStation Network, Xbox Live Arcade, and WiiWare.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So that's why I picked that to be the app of the week.
And you should talk about that video that you found. It was
hilarious. Yeah, that was the other thing. YouTube, look on Google for Angry Birds Peace Treaty.
Oh, that was actually that was actually a G4 bit.
Was it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
hilarious.
At least
I wonder where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it was. Yeah, it was the pizza cord.
But was it
a Conan?
Well, I had always played it with the volume off, so I didn't realize that was exactly what they sound like.
Yeah,
right.
So I was like watching it, and I was like, that's really funny. That's kind of hilarious. But then he started playing it with the volume on, and I was like, oh my God, that was hilarious, because that's actually, so.
Yeah, in fact, that video made, that was wherever we saw it, it was either G4 or Conan. It was one of those two. That made her go and buy the free.
Okay.
So she's been playing the free, and the free one actually gives you
a lot of levels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't feel bad about getting the free version.
Yeah.
You can play that for a long time.
Yeah.
Before you have to buy the.
There's another one though that you had talked about.
What did I have to say about it?
Well, you talked to me, or you showed me, and I ended up downloading. Kamasutra.
That's right.
Which shows different animals and all the
positions of
Kamasutra.
It's $1 or $2 normally. It was free yesterday. By the time this comes out, I have no idea.
It probably won't be. Yeah.
It probably won't be back anymore.
But it has all these different animals. And
yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's these like statue Wallace and Gromit claymation almost looking like dogs and bunnies.
Yeah, getting it on.
In different Kamasutra. And it has like all the information about all the things.
Yeah.
Well, did I do my 100 sex... I know I showed it to you, but my app, I had gotten one that was 100 sex positions.
Okay. Yeah, I think you did.
Okay, I can't remember if I did, if I talked about that or not.
Yeah, I think you talked about it on the show.
I don't remember if I did or not.
But yeah. I think the last one I downloaded actually was the Attack of the Living Podcasts app.
Right.
Because they actually, it's kind of interesting because you can stream listening to their, instead of having to download an app, you can actually stream an app and listen to it.
Yeah.
Plus, they've also been doing, but they haven't been doing it recently because they've been busy as shit the last month. where they'll do extra footage. Not okay. Well, extra things like they if they've got like the I think they did the Saw 3D mm-hmm. review, and you had mm-hmm. to have the app to listen to that.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Okay.
I think they did one where it was Freddie Damas. Mm-hmm. It was basically him doing really off the wall predictions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Was one of them. But yeah, mm-hmm. they're doing little extra things on top of
okay.
the regular thing, but you have to get the app. It's like $1.99. It helps them out.
Yeah. Hey, if anyone wants to develop an app for us, just let us know.
Yeah.
Do we have any techie friends out there? we'll put out extra content because that way. Yeah.
It would be kind of interesting to do that, to be able to do a kind of a kinkless geek and a
kinkless geek. Yeah. And actually, yeah, that's something I wanted to talk about. We actually, Phantom and I would like to get DS on an episode to do a geekless
talking about
bisexuality. So that's something we're going to be working on.
We have a few episodes to do with it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that what you're calling them? Episodes?
Episodes.
Different episodes.
Yeah. He's smiling, honey.
He's barbecue smiling, lube. Yes.
Yeah. What?
The barbecue. That was one of the listen to the Nerdist. One of the Nerdist when they were talking about it was barbecue flavored lube. That's the flavor of barbecue with the slickness of lube when you really want to barbecue that ass.
Yeah, at no point do I want to taste like barbecue.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah.
But then again, they were also talking about the gay sports drink.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, see, that's a bit wrong. So, yeah.
Yeah, well.
If there are geekless kinks and geekless geeks that you'd like to hear of, too, let us know.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're getting bored. We always have things we want to talk to, but I just think it'd be kind of fun to shake things up a little bit.
We'll be here doing these,
whether you give us any feedback or not, we'll be out here.
Yeah. We've dwindled into two listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. We're flapping our gums into the ether and keep doing it because it keeps therapy bills down.
Yeah, it keeps me off the crack and trying to sell my ass as I do. So
right, because you have been known for the ass crack selling.
Right. Ass crack something.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Selling ass for crack.
Yeah.
Because you have a horrible crack at it.
I know. It's terrible.
Was there anything else we wanted to speak upon?
I don't know. Yeah, this is kind of it's a weird episode. I had, like, nothing.
Yeah.
With nothing, except for that making that call.
Right. And then I talked about the Nerdist.
Movies that you're excited about coming out?
Tron.
Okay. And we saw Harry Potter.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so...
awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you wish they split all the other ones up so they could have gotten more of the story up, because you could definitely tell the difference between them having a pace to be able to tell the entire story than the... doing the 2.5 hour cliff notes,
and they really kind of needed to delve into that kind of the loneliness and the isolation.
Yeah,
because that was a good part of the book.
A large part of the book. And
yeah,
did your crowd do the? How big of a crowd did you have when you went?
Not big at all. No. Okay. We went Thanksgiving night.
The episode, the end. Did anybody do the whole, oh, God?
We both cried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, I was all like sniffling and everything, and I'd look over at him and he was laughing. I didn't realize he was crying too.
Oh, so. Was. Yeah, that end scene, that was a hell, but I'm talking about when you see what, end.
We didn't have the like Inception big crowd like,
because that was the way it went when you get to what happens at the very end and it hits the to be continued credit hits.
Yeah,
you just felt this cry of
and
now we have to wait till July.
Well, they're gonna have really good sales in July.
Well, considering last thing I saw. Potter in first 2 weeks and now has already hit $602 million worldwide.
Not surprised.
And surprised. 2 weeks before that release date is going to be the Blu-ray and DVD.
I honestly, at this point, I'm waiting for the big box set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Because once two has come out, and they'll have one big box.
Yeah, I think I've got the five on DVD, and then I'm like, I'm just going to end up buying all these at Blu-ray again anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Blu-ray thing for me. It's just we only own, I think it's Order of the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've got the first four. Mm-hmm. So, maybe five.
I know you bought one.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I got Order of the Phoenix.
That's the only one I have is Order. I think it is Order. It's either Goblet or Order is the only one I have.
Okay.
It's the only one I have. So it's gotten to the point where it's like, you know what? I think I will go ahead and wait for the big set. Because you know they'll throw something extra.
Yeah.
Like they do. Because they've got that big Buffy box set that comes with one extra DVD that has extra stuff on it.
Right.
But
And you know, though, that the... shit, I lost what I was going to say. God damn it.
And I mean, these kids have spent like 10 years of their lives on this, and there's not a gag reel somewhere.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know there's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be there.
God damn
it. You know they're going to have, you know there's something out there that they're going to have, like at the rap party where they're going to have the embarrassing reel of showing the three of them from the beginning growing up.
Yeah.
You know, every little awkward stage since they've started.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny. Actually, the what I've enjoyed watching is the evolution of the twins.
Yes.
Because the twins went from being gawky and weird looking to somewhat older but still gawky and weird looking to being playboys. When they had the long hair, they were fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Right? And then they cut their hair again.
Yeah, and now they're in their matching brown, you know, their matching suits.
And they cut their hair again and then went sent them back to gawky and weird. And now they're weird in suits. You know, it's just like, but I was like, I like the long hair look.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cute there, so.
But I would like to know where they're finding these people that look so much like, that aren't related that look, because
that is
because they bring in Bill, the older brother,
right,
and he looks so much like George and Fred and Ron. It's
they are
like,
absolutely
but they're, you know, they're not related, so it's like,
well, they do, they're all redheads, but they all have similar features.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, like they all look very, very similar.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, they're at least cousins.
Right, right.
I mean,
gotta be.
If not,
yeah.
Although Jenny doesn't look anything like any of them, and she's grown up to be.
No, she kind of has those kind of wider eyes like the twins do, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Although they look pretty on her.
And luckily, she's 18, so.
Yeah.
Even though she's playing younger and thing, but she's now 18 legal to... So when she has that open, you know, zip me up scene,
right? Right.
And you see the naked, the smooth naked back.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of curious to see how they develop that, because they really haven't developed their relationship the way that they developed in the books.
No, see, that's one of those things that kind of bites you. Especially the way the book ends.
Yeah.
That you have this huge setup and.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the book, it's like, I didn't realize they were that close, you know, so, I don't know. There have been a few things, and I think the only thing that I really saw that really, the two things is, like, the people who read the book have the more of the attachment to Dobby, but the thing is, you know, you have he shows up in what, book two? You know, and he's... in all the other books to where you've built this little relationship, but he's not in the movies, and you're supposed to feel...
He was in one of the other movies, but I don't remember what... Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it for like a minute.
Yeah,
but not enough to build what...
I was more upset with Hedwig. I mean, that made me sob when I read it in the book.
But yeah, you're supposed to, you know, if you've not seen nothing but the movies, why are you supposed to feel so whatever at the, you know, with Dobby?
Yeah.
So,
although
I...
Yeah.
At least they didn't do what they did in the last
Niagara Falls,
the Horcrux scene. We're like, what was it? I forget. Harry's supposed to be doing something to Dumbledore, and he's like in this intense pain and whatever.
Oh, he's supposed to feed him the water.
That's right. That should have been like the most heartbreaking scene.
Yeah.
On film,
right?
Basically, and it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much.
Right.
Didn't hit that hard nearly.
Well, it is still for kids, and to make that visual.
But so's the book.
Yeah.
But so's the book, and it's more intense in the book.
Much more.
Yeah. Well, but the visual, you know, there's more about the reaction of the kids, you know, the visual like that.
The movies ain't for kids anymore.
Yeah. No, we know that, but I mean, well, yeah, no, still have you, that
but see, that was, and I don't know if I've said this on the cast, but this is that's kind of the glory of J.K. Rowling, is you could definitely tell as the books have progressed, she's aimed at older kids. So yeah. She knows the kids that are reading book 7 are now in the same age range, and can handle more of what they, you know, they've done.
Yeah, they have gotten more. They've gotten darker for sure.
I mean, just the whole naked and her, you know, naked Ron and not Ron, Harry and Hermione scene. It's
that was pretty racy.
For what's supposed to be a kids' movie, even though it is PG-13.
Yeah.
So yes.
Well, we're at an hour and I've got to pee.
Okay.
So,
it's going to be a battle.
Do you have to pee, Bill?
Grab the top of the mic and we'll take the show on the road.
I'll just hold the mic on the outside of the door and we'll pee together.
Exactly.
A family that pees together is kind of gross.
Well, no, actually, we had this discussion. The dogs fucking adore him. And we have a suspicion that it's because he'll go outside and pee with them.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, oh, he pees with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they like him. Yeah, they like him a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, he could have gone and peed at any point. I don't know why.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
he
likes to sit through it with us. He likes to enjoy the vibe. Banter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like I can listen to the podcast and not have to download it.
Yeah, I listen to Kinky and the Geek every single week. Yeah. Yeah. So, I know you didn't download them all that much before.
Sure did.
I didn't listen to them.
Yeah.
No, because I would ask you about things. But I'd ask you about things, and you'd be like, "No, I haven't heard it."
Ask me the one day that I hadn't heard it yet.
Oh, that's sweet.
Right, so, anything you want to wrap up real quick?
Any suggestions for our podcast? Let us know. Suggestions for things you'd like to see on kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com. Just suggestions. And again, it's not that we're bored. It's just, you know, I just kind of want to shake things up.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And join us in the misery that will be the wait for season 2 of Walking Dead.
Yeah,
considering
right?
by the time this goes up, fucking it will be episode 6 would have premiered. Yeah. That may be something we should talk about overview of what we thought of the season.
Do we know how long it's going to be for, I think I asked you at dinner actually, and you said no.
Okay, no clue. I have not heard a word on what I know. All I know is we're getting an extended season, so it'll be 13 instead of 6.
Yeah, it should be. That 6 is ridiculous. But come on.
I think they were really trying to
testing
make sure
it.
Testing
yeah.
it because
who's
it is
not, yeah, what, Galactica, right? Like there's going to be some unpopular zombie show.
You never know.
No, yeah, I can't imagine it, that
you're,
not
you're
going
talking
off.
You know, yeah, but you're still it's a new thing. Remember, there's a lot of you got you know, networks to do something have to tiptoe or.
It is my favorite show next to that and True Blood are my two favorite shows. Warehouse 13 would be, you know, kind of a second.
I think for me it's probably up there with, because you have two different genres, it's probably Walking Dead and Warehouse 13.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like battling each for,
you
know, Walking Dead maybe a little bit ahead right now, but then Warehouse 13 will come out.
Well, I like True Blood just because, I can't believe they did that. Oh, shit. Can you believe... Did you see that?
Oh, you know, no. It's just like every episode. Like Naked Eric.
That doesn't hurt.
And Naked Eric. And obviously Naked Eric.
Oh, I won't lie. The fact that...
I was going to spend a little bit of time with that for a sec.
Yeah, I was going to say the fact that Anna Paquin got naked for the first time on that show.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, she's okay. I don't think she's all that great. I don't think Bill's all that cute. But Eric...
I thought Anna Paquin's been cute for.
Yeah, she's cute, but I'm not attracted to her.
She's a very specific
kind of
cute.
Yeah. It's maybe not my.
Okay.
I don't like cute, Miss Shirley. I like moody, bitchy.
Of course you do, because that's what you are.
Exactly.
You watch the crap.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, alrighty. Well, anything? Anything?
No, not that. I said what I was going to say.
You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Yay. Bye.